Proclamation number 0366 of 5th of April, 1938. God's warrior. God's word. Granary. Thus, the work of a moment is capable of igniting a bright flare of the sacred flame in man. Man leans on everything that gives him a hold in difficult days. A peculiar feeling in his heart tells him what is right, and after a long back and forth, only one way remains open to him, the one he is not afraid to take. When the full knowledge of the divine truth enlightens him, when he has recognized the heresies of the world for what it is, very few are able to receive what is offered to them. People will often know how to assert themselves with little resistance when the Lord's Most Holy Will intervenes, but what then speaks out of these people? What flows out of these overflowing hearts is not a dead word, but true, living, deep faith in the eternal Godhead. Those who will always hear this word, will profess this faith without timidity and without inhibition. Because God the Lord let the speech of those sound powerful and unbroken, and this will likewise find entrance into the human hearts. By this word alone the blessing of God can be recognized. Without hesitation the warrior of God is ready to use it, because the Lord gave and took at the same time. Out of his hand man received his highest office, and to administer it in trustfulness was his innermost motivation. And that's why recognition is also followed by action. Because whoever looks into God's garden of wisdom will not turn his gaze back, but he desires to enter, and his heart is longingly turned towards this gate. You will therefore receive teachings that are to convince you of the guiding hand of the Father, that are to pass into you as living seed, sown by God Himself into the hearts of humans, received by them in full will and guarded and nurtured in love. So the Word of God must flourish. So it must bear fruit, and the harvest will be unspeakably great and rich. For the Lord instructs His messengers to give food to the souls that long for the bread of heaven. You shall not be in want, but shall be fully satisfied with the bread of life. Whatever is given in spiritual goods will be kept in the granary of the heart, so to speak, so that the supply is inexhaustible. However, thanks to the strength donor until all eternity, He considers those who hunger, and directs His attention to all who look forward to the future with a despondent heart. Where will the love of the Savior leave you in need, who fight for His name? But confess Him before all the world, never let the holiest in you wither away. Faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you have this, then you have escaped from the world and death. You will never die in eternity, but have eternal life. Amen.